Okay, so why don't we try? Is this what you want me to do?
I want you to talk into the mic.
Hi, I'm talking into the mic. Well, actually, the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to do it like this.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Jazzed up.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not jazzed up when it's like this.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Okay, here we go. All right, we're back, and we are back with the founder of what is called, well, I'm going to start again. Okay, we're starting again. We're back with the founder of Golf Life Navigators. I want to welcome Jason. I'm starting again. God, it's Jason Becker, right?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I wrote it down wrong. Okay. All right, we're back with Jason Becker. Jason is the founder of the Golf Life Navigators, a really cool concept that people are using to identify places to go and retire. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
Now, listen, a lot of people look to retire. A lot of people play a lot of golf. They know a lot of golf clubs. They go, I'd love to retire there. But it's not necessarily the perfect match for them. What is it that you exactly do, and how is it that you help people guide their retirement?
Sure. I'm a PGA golf professional by trade, and about 4 years ago, I started studying how the baby boomers were filtering the nearly 400 private golf clubs in South Florida from Palm Beach County over to Collier County. And as I found out in the case studies, no one really had any sort of reliance or trusted advisor. And so, which I thought was very archaic for such a big million-dollar decision when you factor years of dues and real estate and whatnot.
Oh, sure.
And found that there was just a gigantic void in the marketplace, and built a model that a consumer could go into, put in all of their wants, needs, expectations, financial budget, et cetera, and get matched up to a private club that was the right fit for them to offer their ideal club lifestyle for the future.
So you use a proprietary algorithm. How does that work?
Yes, sir. What we've done is we've created very similar to like an eHarmony or a Match.com, where you put in all of your specific criteria. The algorithm can then filter through the options and provide matches based upon probability. And so what we've done is we've created a system where a consumer could put in nearly 54 points of data, and the algorithm will best match them to up to 6 private clubs, so they can at least expedite through the masses of clubs that don't make or won't make the most sense for them, and be introduced virtually to clubs that do make the most sense to them. So like, a very, very cool, innovative system.
So like maybe one question might be, where do your kids live? Another might be, do you like to play long or short golf? What are some of the other things? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Sure. Golf operations and the golf amenities are just one factor, but believe it or not, it's not the most important decision process for even a golf enthusiast. So we get into the type of amenity usage they're looking for, i.e. health and wellness, things of that nature. We ask about their food and beverage expectations in terms of casual dining versus formal dining, social ambitions, if they're interested in different travel clubs or wine tasting, stuff like that. And that's where the granularity of the algorithm gets really, really into it, and can find those perfect matches. So they go into the club knowing exactly what the club has, and know that it's going to be a great decision when they buy.
Now, what are some of the clubs that are involved? Are these also-ran clubs? Are these premium clubs? So how do you work that?
They're primarily all private clubs.
Okay.
We're in across the Sun Belt, from Palm Springs to Arizona to Hilton in Florida, and there are semi-private clubs as well. But the average club in terms of consumers, what they're looking for in terms of masses, is a club that has initiation between $25,000 and $50,000, and dues budget right around $7,000 to $10,000. So those clubs are the ones that are really benefiting, if you will, from our model, and seem to be the masses for consumers.
So now that you've I've filled out your algorithm, you selected 6 golf clubs that are at least consistent with my responses to the algorithm, then what happens?
What you can do as a consumer is you can engage with those clubs. There's a composite page there that we've built with all of their information on there, and then contact form. So you can reach right out to the membership director and get more information on the club, schedule a visit to go play the club. When they know that it's coming from Golf Life Navigators, they know that this is a qualified individual. So you oftentimes go right to the front of the list in terms of those who are wishing to see the club. But also, 67% of consumers are combining their club search with real estate. Mm-hmm. And so after that, it's about a 50-50 split on what's more important, the club or the home. So you would have the opportunity to engage with a real estate agent who works in those communities to get the market values, current listings in the communities, and then really expedite the process. You're working with a team of folks as opposed to two separate individuals.
Oh, that's great. Now, what are some of the primary other amenities that they're looking for besides golf? And I got to believe it's also proximity to emergency care, healthcare, things like that. But what besides that is something important to them?
Sure. Yeah, shopping and dining is a biggie. 61% of folks want to live in a gated community. 39% want to live outside the gates. So that tells us that, that people want to be near the water, near activity, if they're in Florida anyways. Airport is a biggie. They want to be close to some sort of major airport for family coming in and out. And then after that, you know, healthcare is certainly important, but it's just overall geographical location in terms of weather and climate is important. You know, in the state of Florida, as you know, you can have three or four different climates from northern Florida to southern Florida. So all of those factors go into the algorithm in determining not only a great market for them, but a great club in that market.
Now, how do people get more information and find you guys? Is there a website? Where, how do they get you, look you up?
Yeah, the best place to find us is on the web, golflifenavigators.com. And the pro guide, which is the questionnaire and the algorithm, is free for consumer use. It doesn't cost a consumer anything. They can go and play on it, dream, explore, or for the folks that are ready to make the decision now. I mean, the winter has been brutal up north, so I don't blame folks for wanting to pull the trigger early. So it's there, and you can engage with the clubs. And more importantly, if you're still not sure and you have more questions, call us, because we'll be able to walk you through from an independent point of view of the six clubs you've been matched to in the local area, and maybe even giving you a suggestion on where to find a great steak or a great glass of wine.
No, that's great. Well, listen, Jason, I really want to thank you for coming in and telling our audience about your algorithm and your process, and it sounds really great and really efficient. I want to thank you so much, and I look forward to maybe getting you on maybe a little while later and seeing how it's going.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank Julie for putting all this together. We really appreciated having you on the show this week.
Thank you.
All right. Back to you, Wanda. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it so much, Jason. I hope that sounded good for you.
Oh, it did. Yeah, it was fun. I like the energy. Jim, when does it do you envision?
It'll be on tonight. It'll be on tonight. Somebody, you could hear it live. It'll be on about 6:45 on 880 AM in Miami, or